The NHT.
Taking you home.
The NHT.
Taking you home.
The program that gives you up-to-date information on NHT's new housing policies.
The NHT. Taking you home.
Hello. Low-income contributors are faced with an opportunity of a lifetime thanks to the new NHT policies that Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced in his budget presentation earlier this year. We hear from one union representative about how the policies could be a game changer in housing in Jamaica. I'm Dwayne Borbick. Welcome to the NHT Taking You Home, your weekly NHT program that provides information about the new policies. Last week, we looked at how the policy impacts on loans for house lots and first step homes units. How are workers in the public sector viewing these policies? We speak with Robert Chung, a vice president of the Jamaica Civil Service Association. Secretaries, attendants, clerical officers, drivers, and even workers in the professional cadre such as nurses and teachers have new hopes of owning their own home under the new NHT policies. Robert Chung believes that with the significant modifications to the income bands and the lowered interest rates, which some persons will be paying as a result, far more public servants who are earning up to $20,000 weekly will be able to afford an NHT mortgage. Interestingly, those civil servants earning up to $12,000 weekly will not pay any interest at all on their NHT loans. And those in the other income bands also stand to benefit as well from lower interest rates. This results from the general reduction in NHT interest rates for NHT contributors earning up to $30,000 weekly, plus a special extra 1% reduction on the already reduced rates for all civil servants up to March 2017. According to Mr. Chung, home ownership is still a critical goal for many Jamaicans. He said that the new policies have opened up a way for the working class to take a giant leap forward in accessing a loan. He noted that a single occupant could now get up to $5.5 million in the case of a house being bought in a new development, whether the development is an NHT scheme or one done by a private developer. He expressed the hope that more workers would consider joining with a qualified co-applicant. That way, he said they could access up to $11 million to buy houses in new developments, even where the houses are not being bought in new developments. For example, where they are being bought in long-established communities, co-applicants can get up to $9 million to borrow together. This could be a game-changer in housing, Mr. Chung told this program. This was because he expected a marked increase in mortgages awarded in light of the low interest rates and other policy changes now being implemented by the NHT. When we come back, Mr. Chung makes an appeal to public servants. Welcome back. The first Vice President of the Jamaica Civil Service Association, Mr. Robert Chung, has hailed the new NHT policies as a game changer in housing. He said that every public servant who does not yet have a roof over his or her head should utilize the excellent customer service at the Trust to learn more. So whether you want to build, buy, repair, or improve your home, now is the time to benefit from the very low interest rates and other NHT new policy initiatives. As the NHT celebrates its 40th anniversary this year, it wants even more contributors to benefit in the upcoming years. A special housing delivery program it is now implementing is intended to help qualified contributors make use of the new policies. So why not contact your nearest NHT office, or you can visit the NHT's website at nht.gov.jm. You may also email us at wecare@nht.gov.jm or give us a call toll free at 1-888-CALL-NHT. That is 1-888-225-5648. Next week, we will talk more about the NHT's new policies and how you can position yourself to benefit from them. Till then, I'm Dwayne Borbick, and this has been the NHT Taking You Home. Do have a productive week.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.